There were ritual meals in the Old Testament divine service of ancient Israel. These were not merely love feasts where the Israelites enjoyed a common meal together. Rather, they were sacred meals that had a spiritual effect on those who ate them. First of all, the priests at the sanctuary were the only ones who could eat the food that was designated by the word of the Lord as most holy. The most holy food included the bread made from the daily cereal offerings, the meat from the sin and guilt offerings, and the 12 loaves of the bread of the presence that remained inside the sanctuary until they were eaten once per week on the Sabbath. The most holy food, as with the most holy things at the sanctuary, had the power to convey the Lord's holiness to the priests when they ate it. It was the way that the Lord kept his priests holy as they served him at his tabernacle and later the temple in Jerusalem. Secondly, there were ritual meals for the lay people that were holy meals. The people could eat the holy food from the peace offerings as well as from the Passover as the means for a communal meal with the Lord. The holy food, like with the holy things at the sanctuary, had the power to convey ritual purity, which qualified them for the Lord's sanctification through other means. It was during the Holy Passover meal that Christ instituted the Lord's Supper. In this new communal meal, the two aspects of the ritual food in the Old Testament are combined. The Lord's Supper is both a purifying and a sanctifying meal. The true body of Christ given in the bread and the true blood of Christ given in the wine cleanses us from our sins, forgives us on account of Christ's death on the cross. The benefits of Christ's atonement for the whole world are given and received individually by faith through his body and blood in the sacrament. That's the purifying part. But Holy Communion also sanctifies us because the body and blood of Christ are most holy. The New Testament makes it clear that the meal that Jesus instituted was not only for the clergy, but also for lay people. In fact, there is a new priesthood in the New Testament, which includes both clergy and laity alike. Since Christians are holy priests, we are kept holy through the sacred meal of the Lord's Supper as we receive the most holy body and blood of Christ. There's something else, though. According to the words of institution, our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Every time we celebrate Holy Communion, we are celebrating all over again and participating in that Holy Maundy Thursday, where we are gathered as Christ's disciples, not to celebrate the Old Testament Passover, but to receive the body and blood of Christ for our forgiveness, eternal life, and communion with God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We rejoice in this great gift, and we hunger and thirst for Christ's most holy food, and to receive it together again soon. Amen.